Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Two Bros, One Flick. Andy and Sam here, as always.
What's up?
And here we are with Mel. Mel, how are you?
Hi, I'm good.
You doing well?
Yes.
Okay. A little hesitant. She just hates it being here for the podcast. But today we're going to talk about X-Men Days of Future Past that came out last week here in May of 2014. Sam, why don't you tell us who directed it, who stars in it, the main stars, I guess, and what it's all about.
Okay, so it's directed by Bryan Singer, who previously did some episodes of House MD, The Usual Suspects.
Oh, classic. Yeah, that's classic. A great movie.
And then X-Men First Class and X-Men 2. I think he did X-Men 1 also.
Bryan Singer?
Oh, no, he did not do X-Men 1.
He did X-2 and 3, I thought.
Oh, no, he did do X-Men 1.
He
did
X-Men and then he gave 1, it up to Brent 2. Ratner for 2 and 3.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, suck!
Yeah, that wasn't... I heard that wasn't very good.
It wasn't very good.
I thought it was okay. I mean, Jean Grey explodes at some point. That's
Mel, have you seen either one of those two?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, you're not really missing out.
I don't think you're missing anything either.
So, yeah, it's directed by Bryan Singer. It stars Hugh Jackman, James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender.
If you're German.
If you're German. Jennifer Lawrence, German. Halle Berry, Anna Paquin for like
3 seconds.
Yeah. Ellen Page, Peter Dinklage. Yeah, that's right.
Peter Tyrion. Dinklage.
Tyrion is in this movie.
Mel's favorite halfling from Game of Thrones.
Yeah, and fucking Picard. There are lots of people.
There are a shit ton of people in this movie.
Halle Berry.
Yeah, Halle Berry. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a pretty strong cast, I would say.
Yeah,
and
lots of stuff going on.
I know there are a lot of there's some confusion with respect to like who was going to portray which super mutant, cuz I think some of them are changed, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Some of them have, but from the other ones.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean, essentially it's a big all-star cast of X-Men. It's kind of riding off the coattails of X-Men First Class, which was pretty well received. Came out 3 years ago, maybe? Was it 11?
Yeah, it's 2011.
I think it was 2011 because it came out in the summer, my last summer trip to Japan. And that's when it came out.
Yeah.
That's how I know.
That's how Andy gauges time.
That's how I gauge trips to Japan. Nothing else matters.
Yeah.
Not even the birth of my first 3 children.
Yeah, exactly. We're going to miss those kids.
I'm going to miss them too.
They got eaten by wolves.
Yeah.
And he neglected them. He's a terrible father.
That's my fault. Termination of parent-child rights, whatever it is.
That's a termination of parent-child rights. Abandonment for over a year.
Exactly. Yeah. But essentially something bad happens in right now, currently, that they have to go back in time and kind of change the course of history. That's my understanding of it. What do you think, Mel?
I think that's it.
Yep, she thinks that's it. Good. Good. Yeah. Perfect.
Grand.
No. No. But that's, I don't want to spoil too much of it, but that's essentially what it is.
Yeah.
It's a superhero movie. You guys know the X-Men by now. If not, you should watch at least the first movie in X-Men First Class.
There have been like 5 movies and like 2 or 3 different TV shows.
2 Wolverine movies by themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get with it, ding dongs.
I know.
Exactly.
But I guess let's talk about favorite actor. Favorite scene.
Okay.
What do you think? Mel, do you want to go first? Or do you want to think about it for a while?
I like Beast.
You like Beast probably because he is...
hunky.
Blue. Oh, he's hunky and blue.
That was Nicholas Holt. I neglected to say his name because I don't know who he is.
About a boy. Warm Bodies. He's a...
Didn't see either of those things, but he's sure in them.
And he was in the original BBC version of Skins.
Okay, cool. That's a great show.
I've never seen the BBC one.
The BBC one is pretty cool.
He was in the Skins show. Yeah. But you wouldn't recognize him even when he was in About a Boy. Looks totally... He kind of has the same face, but he's a little chunky. Had a bowl cut.
Oh, okay.
Mel would have liked him a lot more back then. Yeah, but...
Man, he's young. And his picture is creepy on IMDb. If you guys
he was the young boy interest in the Tom Ford movie... With Colin Firth.
Oh, fucking A Serious Man.
That
movie is great.
Fantastic.
Go
movie.
Watch
Fantastic
that movie.
Soundtrack.
Great job, Tom Ford.
Yeah.
Great job.
I think we've given that movie more shout outs on average in all the podcasts. It's a great movie.
It's because we want your clothes.
We need to
give
watch
your clothes.
We need to do a podcast on it for sure. No. But so you liked Beast, and did you have a favorite scene in the movie?
Yeah, whenever he was trapped in the pond. By the middleman, and then he busted out.
He busted out. He's
great.
Trapped in the pond.
Great.
And then he busted out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great scene. That's a good scene. Really good scene.
Yeah.
Now, Sam, what about you?
Really big show.
Really big. What about you? Favorite actor and favorite scene?
So my favorite actor was probably Quicksilver.
That was great.
He's an asshole and he's just goofy.
He was good.
Also, he's really overpowered because the way they made Quicksilver in this one, like, he can stay in slow motion forever. Yeah. So technically, he could have just, like, fixed all the problems if he really wanted to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Exactly.
I'm wondering why they didn't bring him.
And my favorite scene is the one where Quicksilver does the crazy CGI thing. Mel didn't like him.
Yeah, apparently. That's my favorite scene, too.
Yeah, that was just cool.
What did you ask, Mel?
Why didn't they bring him to Paris?
Because
he's a young ruffian and idiot.
They just didn't want to deal with it because that would also change the course of history more, probably.
Yeah, he's really annoying. And
he's not.
No, like, his character is supposed to be very obnoxious.
Oh.
Because
like he him.
Is, like, really
he likes you.
I think he's more powerful than all the rest of them.
That's what we just said, yeah. Like,
he's more powerful than a lot of the members, but, like, he
not
doesn't...
Not as powerful as Sam.
He doesn't, like, give a shit about it. So, like... It's not important to him, really.
No. Exactly.
I mean, like, they didn't even explain to him what they were doing.
They just said they needed to break into someplace, you know?
Yeah.
The Pentagon. Yeah, but, like...
Spoiler alert.
Oh, oops.
Who cares?
Everyone knows we do spoilers.
Yeah. Did you watch, like, the IGN 101s?
Yeah, the IGN
101s. 101s. That'll tell you everything that's about to happen.
Yeah, but did you like that scene, too?
I did. That was my favorite. When he made the guys punch themselves.
Yeah. I think that's our favorite scene because it's a nice break from the
plus
movie.
Plus the cool music.
Music. It was shot really well.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of Sam.
Who?
Sam.
Quicksilver?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I,
I would
I think
like
so.
That. Because that would be an awesome power. I would just fuck with people.
No, not that part. Well, like, you know how he always changes his outfits?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sam does
And he
that.
Changes his outfits.
He's
got to
be styling.
He's got to be styling.
I mean, everybody else looks all lame.
Yeah. And he wears goggles. I mean, like...
Sam's wearing glasses.
Well, that's because he moves really fast. Yeah.
I mean, if I had to pick a superhero, I think I would be Xavier.
You would be Professor X?
Yeah,
you don't want to read people's minds.
I do already, though.
I think I would... If I could choose, I would be...
Magneto?
Eternity. But Eternity doesn't really count.
I'm talking about the movies.
Yeah, in the movies, I would probably be Magneto.
I would be
he's great.
Mystique.
She would be Mystique.
Mystique is great, too.
She's great. She likes to trounce around and with
She's
her
also not
boobies
that,
hanging out.
That was actually... I'll talk about that in the complaints. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, okay. So I think we all agree that that's our favorite scene.
Jennifer Lawrence did a bad job. She was great.
She was great. The Quicksilver one. Favorite actor, same thing with First Class. I loved Michael Fassbender.
Yeah,
he was great.
That's kind of unfair.
Magneto.
Like, Michael Fassbender is going to be great regardless of what. Have you seen Shame yet?
No, I haven't. I still need to watch it. Yeah, but he's great in that. And he can take any
dong
like,
into his mouth.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah. And
I didn't like him. He was an asshole.
Well, he is an asshole, but he's good at being an asshole.
Yeah, that's his job.
He's fantastic.
But
and
he's good in real life.
Hmm?
I mean, he's good in present life.
He's good. He was especially good in 12 Years a Slave, I thought.
Yeah, he was fantastic in 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to see. Not too many people can pull off that thing, you know, being a terrible person in 12 Years a Slave and then transitioning from that serious, kind of respectable material into the like, popcorn X-Men movie fanfare.
Yeah.
Right? So it's very cool to see that happen. Yeah. So I think that's our favorite scene, favorite actors. Let's talk about worst thing. What did you not like about the movie? And did you have a least favorite performance?
Okay.
Do you want to go with that first, Mel? What did you not like about the movie?
She's thinking.
She's definitely thinking.
I'm thinking.
You want us to come back to you?
Yes.
Okay, we'll do that. How about Sam?
So one of the things I didn't like is really during the first half, there are a lot of like parts where they're like really cheesy. It's like just cheesy dialogue.
Well, the writing is a little spotty.
Yeah, it's kind of especially like when they are in, I guess the future parts with like Ellen Page and all of them. Like Bishop, all of Bishop's lines are like yeah, okay, and like he doesn't really say anything else.
Yeah.
Most of the other characters actually like in the future parts have pretty shitty dialogue. I mean, even Professor X and
I think
Magneto.
It's obvious the focus was more for the past story arc than the
future. And that part
one.
Is cool. That part is fine. So some of the dialogue was like almost painfully dumb for me. And then
Okay.
I don't know. Some of the stuff with Mystique was kind of frustrating because Mystique is supposed to be like, she's cool and all, But she's not supposed to be like that good at fighting.
She's super overpowered in the movie.
Yeah, it seemed like any time there were like 20 guys, she'd just be like, I can beat all of you up one at a time, and thank you for all waiting.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, like it was kind of stupid.
No, I agree.
Okay. I mean, it's a superhero movie. I can
superhero
that.
Movie. I think they made a really OP. That one didn't bother me as much. My least favorite bit happens also to be in the future part. Because I think Ellen Page is a terrible actress.
Oh, that's because she is.
Yeah, she's so fucking bad.
Yeah.
The girl that was doing the
mind
thing.
She's Raven.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever her name is, she's terrible. And those lines in the future setting, or the present setting, those lines are really dumb for everybody. It's across the board. Everyone is really stupid
dialogue.
It's
almost like they have
like a different writer.
Like a freshman in college write all of their lines. And then the rest of it is fine. It's all believable.
Yeah, Magneto and Patrick Stewart can pull that shit off because they're like dignified actors.
Yeah, everyone loves them.
But like Ellen Page was given shit lines and she is a shit actress.
Yeah, she was not
She was terrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was my least favorite bit overall. And I guess I'll just chug that in with her performance and the future past dialogue. The future dialogue was terrible.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mel?
I agree.
There we go. Okay. She likes this stuff too. Good.
Yeah.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
I'm going to move on
to
what did you like in general?
So I thought that the sound was pretty good. Kind of like in Godzilla where I was like, they just did a good job at like the technical sound editing stuff.
Sure.
That was pretty cool. They did a good job at kind of weaving the present, future, and past stories. I mean, They did a good job at weaving those together. At some points, it was kind of like cheesy, but it's still good. Like,
it's pretty seamless.
It wasn't
yeah.
bad. And I think they did a pretty good job at giving everyone a appropriate amount of time on screen for the mutants. Because I mean, it's really the Magneto show because he's a bad guy.
Yeah,
in the past, and then it's really like a Wolverine show the rest of the time because like everything's following through him.
Yeah.
But they did a good job at kind of like giving Quicksilver enough time. Scarlet Witch gets almost no time. Blink, Bishop, all the guys in the future
kind of get nods.
Yeah, but they don't really. They're not that important. They're just fighting.
Yeah, and if you don't know who these people are, which I don't, you just see them doing stuff. You're like,
yeah,
okay.
And then you're like, oh, that's Blink. Yeah, yeah. I actually thought that at the very beginning. It was Nightcrawler, and then I was confused as to why Nightcrawler wasn't there, because Nightcrawler is better than Blink at her own job.
Yeah, yeah.
But whatever. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, the movie to me is a great summer blockbuster, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
And it was a really well-done superhero movie. And when you think about all the shitty things you can see in a superhero movie, it was well-done. The pacing for going back and forth between future and past, I thought was really well-done.
Yeah.
Because some things can get kind of mixed up and confusing. Nothing here.
Yeah.
Because you don't jump back and forth so much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter Dinklage did a great job. We didn't talk about that. He did a good job.
He did a really good job. Mel, did you have like, did you like anything in particular other than Quicksilver and that big scene? No, she did not.
No, she did not.
She hated it, actually.
Yeah.
Let's move it to on a scale of 1 to 10, Sam. I thought this was a pretty good movie. Mel did not like it. So this is going to be like, and Jeremy liked it. He went to bed, though. But
yeah.
We're going to talk on a scale of 1 to 10. Did you like it? Should you see it in theaters? And yeah, let's do
okay.
it. So let's hear
so
from you,
on
Sam.
On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give this, kind of like Godzilla, a really strong 7.5. Because I like this about as much as Godzilla.
Yeah.
It's just like, at least in Godzilla, the stupid stuff, I was like, well, it's just going to be stupid. And
then
this, I was just kind of like, well, these are great actors, and you're giving them garbage lines.
Garbage poo-poo lines.
Yeah. So that
garbage
was a little frustrating.
Lines.
But and also, I don't really like the set of, the, like, this story isn't that cool to me. The next story will be cool because it's Age of Apocalypse, I think. And that'll be awesome because Apocalypse
2016. That's when it's coming out.
Apocalypse is a badass, and that'll be great.
Yeah.
But this was cool. I just didn't like it like a super, super lot.
Sure.
I liked it about as much as Godzilla.
Good, man.
I think I like Godzilla a little bit more because I love Godzilla.
Would you say go see it in theaters?
Definitely, yeah. It's a great movie to see in theaters. It's pretty epic. Especially like toward the end whenever Magneto starts to do like a bunch of like really cool things. It probably will look really lame on like a dinky 27-inch TV.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
So,
yeah, I can see that happen.
Go see it in theaters. It's pretty fun.
Gotcha.
It's a good movie.
Sweet. Okay, Mel. Let's hear it from you.
I would give it a 5. because they didn't give enough backstory on the bad guy, because he's good in the future and but he's bad in the past. And like, I don't read the comics, so I just don't, I guess.
Are you talking about Trask, the short guy?
No, the metal guy.
Magneto.
Yeah, like I don't, like I was just confused why he was good in the in the future and bad in the past.
He's like the X-Men's main antagonist in every story.
Well, I mean, like, if you're not a follower, you wouldn't know that, right? So they should know the backstory.
That is true. Yeah, that's true.
That's a really good point. There are a lot of characters, like, they give zero backstory to. So if you, I mean, like, Professor X, they give some because he's, like, explaining himself to the entire audience the entire time. But, like, you wouldn't really know about Wolverine or his powers until you saw him, like,
exactly.
get shot. Or things like that, yeah. It doesn't do any favors explaining who Magneto is or who
Professor
Bishop
X. You don't know who any of these people are.
Yeah. Storm just shows up and is like, I can control the weather and I'm black and crazy. Like that's all.
I'm black and crazy. Yeah. That's how Jeremy walks into the living room every day. He says that before he says good morning.
And that's why we love him.
That's why he's the best. Yeah. No. So you said a 5, Mel, right?
Yep.
And you wouldn't recommend it to anyone?
I mean, I would recommend it if you just want I mean, if you follow this, if you read the comics, it's fine. But if not, then you should probably watch the first 4.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely watch at least the first movie so you can kind of get centered on who everyone is.
Yeah. No, I think I'm going to give this one an 8.
Okay.
What?
Yeah. I mean, do you care to disagree? Go ahead.
I do disagree.
Why am I wrong?
Because it's not an 8.
Okay, it is an 8 to me.
There you go.
And on Rotten Tomatoes, is what, like a 92?
Yeah, it's really high.
IMDb, it's pretty fucking high.
Yeah.
It was really well done to me. This is, I'm thinking X-Men First Class and like the whole kind of dealing with Fassbender and McAvoy and all this other, like, the last 2 X-Men movies have been great now. First Class and this movie, and it's really, I like the writing. It's way better. As far as storyline goes, you know, maybe the lines are a little stupid because it's a superhero movie, but...
Yeah, they're a little dopey, but it's not like unforgivable dopey. It's just kind of like, well, that's sort of
especially for
dumb.
A comic book movie, like, this stuff's forgivable. I thought it was a good, solid superhero movie. You're not going to get one of these every day from Fox and Company.
Yeah, I also will say, it's kind of interesting that Bryan Singer has done so many, like... ensemble films and like actually executed them so well, because Usual Suspects is basically a classic.
That's a fucking fantastic
movie. Yeah, the way that he kind of weaves the story in that is similar to how he does it in this one.
Yes.
Yeah,
I agree. No, perfect. But I did like this movie. I say Sam and I both give it really high marks. I would go see it in the theaters. Definitely go see it. I might go see it again sometime.
X-Men Apocalypse is going to be great.
X-Men Apocalypse is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
That's coming out in 2016, so we have more to look forward to.
And that's also Bryan Singer. So.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, that's assuming he doesn't get in trouble for raping young boys.
Did he do that?
Yes, he is in trouble for allegedly.
Is he really
raping young teens?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, he looks really creepy. Again, similar to Nicholas Holt. If you look at his IMDb page, he looks like a baby rapist. So
yeah. No, it's pretty bad. No, I saw. Yeah. I looked it up too. Yeah, he's. I hope it's not true, but if it is, someone else will be directing in 2016.
I hope it's Christopher Nolan.
That would be great.
Because I will say that. I can say that for any movie.
Yes, you can.
Another Speed Racer movie? I hope it's Christopher Nolan.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thanks for listening, everybody. We really appreciate it. Tell us what you thought about X-Men Days of Future Past, whether you liked it or if you didn't. And thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.